and a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Tuesday, February 16th, 2021. Today in the news, to crash or not to crash? That is the question. Twould be noble for the S&P to so do, for some return to sensible valuation, writes FX Empire. Yet the expanding amount of email traffic calling for at least a multi-hundred point pullback in the S&P is palpable. Therefore, 'tis best for the long run to hang on to your gold. Indeed, make gold and silver your stash before the S&P crash. Forbes magazine analyzed 11 key market metrics that flashed warning signals just before the stock market crash in March of 2000. Bearish signals today outweigh bullish ones. A 12-year-old bull market, IPOs that more than double on the first day of trading, an army of amateur traders, and GameStop mania. It certainly feels like irrational exuberance, they write, and it triggers alarms for those who remember the dot-com bubble of the late 90s. The parallels we have today are historically very, very concerning, writes Jim Stack, president of Whitefish Montana's Investec Research. Well, confining debates over inflation to consumer price inflation, however poorly measured, is a dodge, reports Wall Street Journal. Most of the social factors about which economists really care when discussing inflation, broadly construed, are flashing red. Whatever other effect a $1.9 trillion stimulus bill and the attendant debt and monetary blowouts might have, it's unlikely to help. Well, the U.S. housing prices have finally eclipsed their peak from 2005 in the years leading up to the Great Recession, reports Zero Hedge. At the beginning of 2021, Zero Hedge said real estate was entering the year of a massive bubble. Lawrence Yun, chief economist at NAR, concludes, "The average working family is struggling to contend with home prices that are rising faster than income. This sidelines a consumer from becoming an actual buyer, causing them to miss out on accumulating wealth from home ownership." Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.